Live from the center of the Razorback universe.
The only radio show Razorback fans need to listen to.
Unbiased and unafraid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ruskin and Zach.
Sam Pittman, the new coach of the Razorbacks. 5 years, $3 million a year. The long statewide nightmare is over. You have a football coach now. I mean, he wanted the job. He got the job. We'll do Hall of Fame Walk of Shame coming up here in a moment. But just some thoughts for those of you that haven't heard us throughout the afternoon as different stations have gone on and off. This search was a disaster. There's not. I don't know of another way to describe it. I don't know if Sam Pittman's going to be a disaster, but the search was a disaster. When all of your top candidates unilaterally say, "Now we're good here," then it didn't go well. That's right.
Yeah, it didn't go as planned. It certainly didn't go as scripted. And I think it has more to do with where the program is and what's happened to it the last, 36 games or so. And it's certainly not in the position it was when Brett Bielema was let go. And yeah, I mean, the coaches aren't dumb. And, you know, I read a thing on Football Scoop earlier. It said that if Eli Drinkwitz had considered Arkansas or come to Arkansas, his agent should be sued for malpractice. Eli had options. And coming here at his age is probably not in his best career path interest.
This search is not a referendum on Sam Pittman. Mm-mm. This search is about 2016 and the board sandbagging Norvell.
Yes.
Because Norvell is going to be a star in this industry. He's the Florida State coach now. And the university board had him on the list. But no, they wanted to go speak with Chad Morris and not only not give the job to Norvell, but make him look bad in the process. Mm-hmm. And he never forgot that, and he never will forget that. And that is what is the referendum here, is that is the move that you've already had to hire two coaches to fix that. So that is the, they'll play Kiffin every year. They'll play Drinkwitz every year. And you'll get to kind of see in the neighborhood where you kind of stack up from a program, a standpoint with those two. But letting Norvell walk away from this state is the kind you can't let guys with that much talent and ability just leave. There aren't that many that come from this place anyway. And to just the way that the board sandbagged his chances in 16, not this time, but in 16, because he didn't even want to talk to Arkansas this time because of what happened in 16. That's, you get what you get, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You deserve, you earn everything, as Brad Bielema used to say. Well, you earned this. You earned two more years of Chad Morris, and now we'll see what you earn with Sam Pittman. Could be good, but there's no way of definitively saying that today. No way. All right. Let's go to Zach in Fayetteville. Zach, welcome to the show. Zach?
Two.
Yeah.
There he is.
Go ahead, Zach.
Yeah. My question is, do you think we'll get better offensive linemen with this coach?
Well, you would hope so, because he's a good recruiter, and that's been his forte for 30 years or whatever.
Yeah, I would assume that they're going to get better players and they're going to be coached better.
Yeah,
just an assumption.
Yeah, but there's also you can't, when you're the head coach, you can't get in the nitty gritty on a one position group. Guys have a hard time getting in the nitty gritty on one side of the ball, offense or defense, when they're the head coach. So it's going to be different. It's not going to be Sam Pittman as your offensive line coach and head coach. I mean, he's going to have head coaching responsibilities and he's going to have to delegate some things, but you would think that they'd get better at the offensive line. I mean, I think that's the hope to start with square one. Morris wanted to get better by getting wide receivers in here, which never works anywhere. Bielema wanted to get better by solidifying the offensive line. He did. They did for a while. So we'll see how this strategy works with Pittman. Sean's in Siloam Springs. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Appreciate taking my call.
Sure.
What's up?
I had a couple questions. First thing was, do we know who Juracek's first choice was that obviously didn't work out? And the second question is, do we know or have we heard any chatter or intel about who Pittman's trying to get for offensive and defensive coordinator? Because obviously we know, you know, if he doesn't get those right, then it's going to be another long season or seasons.
Yeah. All right. We'll talk about it right now. Thank you, Sean. They wanted Matt Campbell, right? That was the top of the list?
He was the target.
Okay.
Matt Campbell.
And then Kiffin.
And then Kiffin was on the list. I'm not sure where he in the hierarchy he was, but Kiffin was definitely on the list.
And I'm sure they wanted to talk to Norvell. I'm sure they wanted to talk to Drinkwitz.
They did talk to Drinkwitz.
And that's right.
He said no.
Did they talk to Leach?
Yes.
Okay.
They talked to Harsin.
Okay. So there you go. That's kind of what happened here. And then you end up... and it might work out, but there's no way to know that today. Like, no. you don't feel... This is the biggest gamble in the history of the SEC. Because you have a program that's in the toilet. And to fix that, you're going to call somebody who's never fixed anything like this before. I mean, that's my read on this. This is the biggest gamble. The University of Arkansas is making the biggest gamble in the history of the SEC. Because if this doesn't work, new athletic department... New football coach, new football department. I mean, everything's going to get blown up again.
They'll have to start over in a couple of years. It is most definitely an enormous gamble on a first-time head coach in the toughest division in college football.
Hall of Fame Walk of Shame. We do it every Monday here on Ruskin and Zach, Best and Worst from the Weekend, brought to you by Courtney Hollingsworth Body Shop.
For over 30 years, helping people keep their vehicles looking as good as the day that they bought them.
My Hall of Fame, Cersei Lions. They win a thrilling state championship game over Benton. That was a great football game Saturday night. They win it by one, and they win their first state championship, Zach, get this, since 1933.
There you go.
So how about the Cersei Lions? I didn't even go there. But it was cool to be down there and see, you know, all the different businesses with the Go Cersei signs. I mean, they really had a lot of support. And to see everybody excited, even people that didn't go to Cersei were watching the game or going to the game, so... That was neat. Cersei Lyons, Hall of Fame.
My Hall of Fame goes to Baker Mayfield, your guy, Baker. Blaming the Browns training staff for Odell Beckham Jr.'s injury and the team's problems. His comments came on the heels of reports that Beckham is weighing off-season surgery to correct an injury that he's been dealing with since training camp. Totally threw the training staff under the bus. But, you know, when you're the Cleveland Browns, that team is so dysfunctional.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Not really.
Okay, well... Well, yeah, because you said they're going to the Super Bowl.
I said within 5 years. I got 3 years after this. I'm still holding on to it. That's what I got.
All right. What do you got for the walk of shame?
Oh, Kyle Lowry, my guy. Toronto Raptors getting into it with a fan in Philadelphia.
Oh, beautiful. Always good to pick on the paying customers.
Right, because I've always learned that never get into an argument with a crazy person with a cause. Because they are the scariest people on the planet. Apparently, he was being heckled during a Sixers-Raptors game.
Oh, no.
And Lowry screamed across the floor, "Well, come see me."
Oh, boy.
I'm sure that's not in his...
The young people are much more sensitive now.
Yeah, so way to be a faux tough guy, Kyle Lowry.
Yeah. All right. Good to have you in here on Ruskin and Zach on this busy Monday. All kinds of stuff going on. Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss, Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri, Sam Pittman, Arkansas. SEC coaching waters settled. Coming up next, we'll talk to Dudley Dawson, Hogs Illustrated, WholeHogSports.com, with his read on all of this. He was there for the celebration of Sam Pittman and also the press conference earlier this afternoon where he and Hunter Juracek took questions. We'll get his input on everything when we come back here on Ruskin and Zach. 866-285-4005. The show rolls on after this.
The Bad Boys of Arkansas Radio.
This is Ruskin and Zach.
Back with you, 15 after the hour, here on Ruskin and Zach. Dudley Dawson, busy covering all the hullabaloo today with Sam Pittman's press conference, and he's taking time to join us now to give us his thoughts on everything. Dudley joins us on the Williams Tractor Hotline. Hi, Dudley. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing good. What's your reaction initially when you found out yesterday or whenever you found out that this job was going to be Sam Pittman's, and then reaction to everything we've seen today?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, I like Sam Pittman as a dude and as an offensive line coach. We'll see how he does as a head coach. He certainly, put out a lot of passion there today, but it takes Jimmys and Joes to win football games. The other thing that clear about was there was not many people at all, established head coaches, that wanted this job, wanted anything to do with this challenge. Except maybe for one dude who kind of talked himself out of it, I think, him and his agent. I think they've got a guy here who cares a lot, has a lot of passion. We'll see how he can do that. As I grow older, I know that I know less than I used to. And so, we may all have opinions about how it's going to go one way or the other, but, that's really not going to affect anything one way or the other. We'll just have to see how it works in place. I mean, three of the four coaches who are playing in the playoffs this year weren't head coaches at first, but of course they all had ready-made talent ready to go when they got there, and that's not the case here.
I mean, he's 58 years old. He's a lifelong position coach and had been the associate head coach at Georgia. Is this just a case of a guy being really comfortable with sort of his lot in life as an offensive line coach, and then, at 58 years old saying, hey, I want to take a stab at this? Were there other opportunities? It just seems like at 58 years old, something would have popped up before now.
Today at the press conference that he has been offered multiple coordinator jobs in the SEC, but he chose to not take those because he was comfortable where he was. I know one of those came up while he was in Georgia. Don't know about the other ones. I don't think they were, maybe the top of the SEC, but he was offered them and just wanted to stay comfortable in his position. But he's always wanted to be the head coach somewhere. He just wanted it to be a right fit. And let's be honest, there haven't been that many people out there, in position to offer him. But this is a unique one where they've won,
eight games in three years.
Eight of the last 36.
Yep.
So, it's an opportunity. Maybe it'll work out for both of them. Maybe it won't. But as I said, we all can say who Hunter Yurecek should have got. It is clear to me now after talking to some folks today that people were running from this job, that they wanted nothing to do with it. And so you're making the best of what you've got.
We're talking with Dudley Dawson from Hogs Illustrated and WholeHogSports.com. So I'm curious about if people were running from this job. Pittman said today he's very confident about all the people that have contacted him about working on this staff. So how's that going to work if nobody wanted the head coaching job? Who's going to want to be on the staff here?
Well, he has a great network of college football buddies that he's been working, with over the course of years. And I think that, I don't think he's telling us a lie. I think he has gotten a lot of calls. There's a difference in ending your career as an established head coach and bringing it here as opposed to being a good position coach or a good offensive and defensive coordinator and coming here. I mean, it's like anything the other. Hunter Yurecek, if this doesn't work out, it's going to fall on him. It's not going to fall on the assistant coaches. So, I think he's had the opportunity to build a good staff, and we'll just, again, have to wait back and see. As I said, as I get older, I tend to look at things more positive than I do negative, and I think I know as much as the next guy. So, we're just going to have to see how it plays out. I mean, it could go really bad, and it could end up really good.
Hunter Yurecek said there's $5 million for assistant coaches. Is that, we'd heard that number up around 7 or $10 million for the whole lot. Is that somewhat restrictive?
No, it's the same amount that Lane Kiffin is getting for his assistant staff at Ole Miss. It's the same amount that Missouri is giving Eli for his staff. So it seems to be what is the normal thing for clubs that are not playing for conference championships and national championships every year. I guess that's the best way I can put it. It seems to be what is being offered. We've also got to remember that that might go up a little bit if Chad Morris becomes the offensive coordinator at Auburn, and you don't have to pay him less money.
Yeah, we're talking with Dudley Dawson from Hogs Illustrated and WholeHogSports.com here on the Williams Tractor Hotline on Ruskin and Zach. I'm always fascinated with the first week, 10 days, because you got to put a staff together. You got to recruit. I already know about some of the, and you can tell us more about some of the visits and some of the connections he's making on the recruiting side. But this is just, it's 90 miles an hour right now for Sam Pittman, isn't it?
Yeah, but he made a really good point on a couple of things this right now. He's headed to see Patrell Wallace, the defensive end linebacker from Bryan, whose team just won a state championship. He's headed to see him tonight. He's going to see Blaine Toll. He's going to try to get in and see Jacoby Criswell, who's committed, the quarterback who's committed to North Carolina. So he's going to do a lot of that this week. Obviously, he's needing to recruit his own players that are already here. Devin Bush has apparently taken his name out of the portal, so he will have a chance to recruit him and get him back here. And if you do that, then maybe you get Jamie Greedy Bands, the quarterback from the same school. So he made it clear that he was going to hire his best staff that he could. He wasn't going to hire the quickest staff that he could. He may get 2 to 4 coaches done by the end of the week. And then this, you know, this early signing period kind of puts a lot of urgency on a lot of things. But at the same time, they're not going to knock it out of the park on December 18th and 20th. So you better make sure you've got the right guys here for the long haul. You better make sure you put yourself in position to recruit in the February 6th national signing date. And you also better make sure that you scour graduate transfer portal and try to get you some probably offensive linemen and who knows, a quarterback. He made it clear today that he wasn't going to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust unless that's in the third or fourth quarter when it would be time to be 3 yards in a cloud of dust.
What's the reaction of the team? Obviously, we've seen some social media posts, but you know, these are 18-year-old kids that just lost the guy that, you know, likely recruited them, or you know, they're going through this for the second time. What's kind of their disposition here when Sam Pittman, who by all accounts is a player's coach, after that first meeting?
Yeah, and he said he didn't know whether he's a player's coach or not. He wanted to be a solid, disciplined coach. And he wanted to treat his players right, and he wanted them to respect him, but he wanted to respect them back. I think that maybe it was Frank Ragnow yesterday that said, or Travis Swanson that said, you very rarely raised his voice. When he did, though, you knew you were in trouble, which is, a parenting style that a lot of us use, I think. But, he's going to have it's going to be a chore. But there are, as I think, as y'all well know, there were people over there who were glad, players over there glad that Chad's gone. There were some that he brought in, him and his staff, that, wished that he had stayed, or wished that the wide receivers and a running back coach had stayed. So it's a massive recruiting thing to go on. And, you would love everything to turn around real quickly, but they could have, as we said, as I said on an earlier show there, Newt Rodney, and this thing wasn't going to turn around that quickly. But I also think if better coaching, you would have had more than 2 wins last year.
Yes. I 1,000% agree with that. It is not, this is not the most talented roster in the league, but it's not the least talented roster in the league either. Is that fair to say?
Well, I'd like to see Vanderbilt and Arkansas play on the field. I saw that last year, and Vanderbilt blew their doors off. So
yeah, that's true.
It may have been more a defensive problem, but who knows? A coaching thing.
Who knows? Dudley, thank you, and we appreciate the time today.
You bet, man.
Dudley Dawson with us, Hogs Illustrated, WholeHogSports.com. With us here on the Williams Tractor Hotline on Ruskin and Zach.
All right. I think universally, he's a good dude. Now, nobody's going to argue that point, but he's not winning any games between now and September or October, I guess. Or let me try that again. August. There we go.
No.
Everything's good now.
They better
he's undefeated.
Win a game before October.
Yeah, they better win.
I don't know. It's really, it's a fascinating turn on this. They went from, they want a sitting Power 5 coach to a sitting head coach. They wanted SEC experience. Well, they got SEC experience, but you heard Dudley say it. Coaches were running from this job. And That's where you are when you've won four games in 2 years. And you fired the last guy not even 2 games into his run. Or 2 years into his run. All right. More coming up. Ruskin and Zach.
Think it, they say it. This is Ruskin and Zach.
All right, so let me be clear on the rules of engagement here. Everybody that texted last week saying Lane Kiffin, done deal, Lane Kiffin, Nate, done deal, now you're going to text us and say Lane Kiffin's a clown. That's the rules of engagement?
I believe it is. Okay. We just got a text out of the 479 says Lane Kiffin's a clown, couldn't carry Pittman's jockstrap. You know what Kiffin's got 66 more of than Pittman? Wins.
60. Well, 61.
I'm counting the ones with the Raiders.
Oh,
so, well, excuse me.
You know, oh, wow. Yeah.
Go back and eat my schnitzel.
I just want to make sure I understand the rules of engagement. This is like recruiting then, where Dorian Green Beckham is the greatest player ever, and then he picks Missouri, and now he sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, got
that's
it.
How it goes.
Just making sure. I wanted to make sure I understood everything here. Just wanted to make sure I got everything. Ray is in Desark. Ray, what's going on?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Man, I got lost in Desark once, and it was one of the most harrowing nights of my life.
Well, if you got lost in Desark, you're not very smart. So there's six streets.
That's never been in question. And it was in the suburban Desark area.
There's no such thing.
There's no suburban Desark. Duval's Bluff? What are you talking about?
That's it. That's where I got lost, was Duval's Bluff.
Oh, you got lost.
I was trying to get to England, and I tried to cut through Duval's Bluff.
That's the problem. You're like 15 miles from Desark.
Yes, I know that. Thank you. Thank you for clearing that up.
You brought it up.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
That's true. Can't argue with it.
All right. I got a question.
Okay.
How is this Sam Pittman hire more of a risk than Lane Kiffin, Drinkwitz, or any of the other guys that name was out there?
How's
that a bigger risk?
Because he has never built a football program. Not a Division I football program. I mean, Kiffin built up FAU into something. So.
Oh, he did?
So
Kiffin's had, what, 3 head coaching jobs?
Yes, if you count the Raiders.
And he's been fired how many times?
He's been fired once at USC. He was not fired at Tennessee. Huh? He left Tennessee to go to USC.
Okay.
And he was fired.
You're correct.
Fired from the Raiders.
That is correct. So, and then we go back to Drinkwitz, and Drinkwitz has, and hey, I mean, if he would have came, he's an Arkansas guy. He's been here. He's done it at Arkansas. But what has he done at the national level?
Well, with Drinkwitz, you're trying to get the guy before he's the guy. You're trying to get Urban. You're trying to get Urban Meyer before he was Urban Meyer. Look, Eli Drinkwitz is one of the most respected coaches in the profession. Any coach will tell you that guy knows what he's doing and he's going to be a star. He's just 36 years old right now.
I'm glad you said that. So you're trying to get him before he is the guy. So you got Sam Pittman that has been in the SEC for how many years?
A while.
Okay.
He's been in the SEC for a long time.
You got Sam Pittman that has been in the SEC for a while, is what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And he has been known in the SEC as one of the best recruiters out there, correct?
Sure.
And you see the passion that he had today and the passion he has for the Hogs. And hey, let's be real. Nobody in the nation thinks very highly of anybody or Arkansas, period. Correct?
I suppose.
Sure.
What's the point?
Is that a correct statement?
What's your point, Ray?
I asked you a question.
We're not doing this. What's your point? I don't have 6 minutes to go bouncing around the walls with you not making a damn point. What's your point? Quit asking us questions. Make your point. Jesus, God Almighty.
This segment of the program is brought to you by the church.
I mean, what's the point?
I'm with you.
They're all gotcha questions, too. Just say something.
Look, Pittman has the point is Pittman is the why he's a bigger risk is because he's never done it. I've driven a car before, but I've never raced in the Indy 500. Just because I drove a car doesn't mean I'm qualified. That's where the risk comes in. He's been a coach, sure. But he's never been the head coach where he's calling the shots and he's running the program and he's got his hand on the rudder trying to get this thing out of this minefield that it's in. That's the risk. The other guys that you mentioned have.
We're brought to you by the Lindbergh team. Tara Lindbergh, Lindbergh Real Estate Group. So confident that she can sell or rent your home quickly and for more money that she guarantees to sell it or she'll buy it herself. Tara also has a property management company and is always looking for great homes to rent. Tara takes the drama out of home selling, and if there is drama, she'll let you out of the contract free and clear. So Josh and Megan needed to sell their home in Bentonville quickly. Nobody waits for months and months for their realtor. So they called Tara Lindbergh and her team, who ramped up their superior marketing program, which quickly produced 20 showings selling the home for full asking price. You may worry, is this the right time to sell? What's going on with the market? It's the holidays. Do people buy houses in the holidays? All that stuff. They know. It's the Lindbergh team. They're the experts on this stuff. Nobody's got more. 5-star reviews in the Lindbergh team. They win best of the best all the time with real estate in Northwest Arkansas. So what you need to do, it's very simple. Call the only agent I would call if I was selling my home. That's Tara Lindbergh. Go to LimbirdTeam.com. L-I-M-B-I-R-D team.com. LimbirdTeam.com. LimbirdTeam.com. Very simple. And start packing. John is in Little Rock. John, go ahead.
I'll see if I can make a point.
Thank you. It's about time somebody did.
Yeah, I called in, of course, on Friday and said, wouldn't it be funny if Lane got the snot beat out of him and then came and coached Arkansas? What I didn't anticipate was Georgia getting the snot kicked out of him and Pittman coming and coaching Arkansas.
You were close.
Out of left field.
You were close.
Yeah, I just needed to shift west a little bit. This hire, look, this was not the ideal coach search, right?
It was a disaster.
I'll start asking questions like the other guy. This was not an ideal coach search, right? Morris had to go. I mean,
I
had it with Greg McElroy, who's, you got to give him time. He had to go. At some point, you can tell that it's not going to get any better than what it's doing, and it wasn't. I think that Juracek did a very good job on the coaching search in that he did the least amount of damage possible. Nobody wanted this job, right? And so what do you do? Instead of being turned down by everybody, and now we're going to go into a next week without a coach and everybody's about to lose their damn minds like they were last week anyway, we get somebody who wants the job, who is a risk, who could be great. We don't know. I'm just going to put it out there that he's going to be better than Morris. I've said that it can't get any worse too many times, and it's always bitten me in the butt, but let's roll black again. It can't get any worse this time, right? So I'm cautiously optimistic. I want to see, his first big test is this staff that he's going to put around him. What I liked when I heard him talk today was the fact that he went into the players and told them, you might not have chosen me, but I chose you, which is, I think something that the players from Bielema's tenure never got from the previous coaching staff. Mm. The other thing he said is that, he made it clear that they were going to work and do what is going to be the strength of whoever's there, right? He's not going to try to force something down anybody's throat. He realizes that he's going to work with the personnel that he has, and he's going to try to figure out the best way to get them in the best positions. So he's saying the right stuff. All that being said, man, you could tell that he is punch drunk, right? I think part of it is he's probably hadn't slept in 24, 48 hours.
Probably not.
Right? Yeah, probably right.
But the other part of it is it's kind of like he's a 6-year-old that went to Disneyland for the first time, and his eyes are as big as plates right now. And I think once he kind of gets over that initial, you know, shock, we'll really be able to see where he is. He's a great recruiter. Everybody says so. Coaches respect him. You know, it's a different time allotment when you're a head coach instead of a position coach. So I'm giving him all the I'll give him the support. And, you know, this could be just a diamond in the rough. That seems to be what Arkansas is best at.
Yeah.
I hope to God it's true.
Okay. John, thank you. Appreciate the phone call. 866-285-4005.
Got some news. Former South Carolina quarterback Jake Bentley.
Yeah.
Going to Utah.
Oh.
He's now Johnny Utah.
Johnny. Oh, he's Jake Utah.
Point Break. You know, movie surfing.
Back in a moment.
Never mind. Zach.
It's time to get ugly.
You're listening to Ruskin and Zach.
We want to hear from you. 866-285-4005. Send us a text here as everybody takes in the news that Sam Pittman is the new head football coach of the Razorbacks. 5-year deal, $3 million a year. And it's bonuses for win totals, $250,000 for 6 wins. $500,000 for 7 wins, $750,000 for 8 wins or more. That's the bonus structure there with Sam Pittman. Also around the league, Lane Kiffin today formally introduced as the head coach at Ole Miss, the initial top target for Arkansas, and that deal fell apart. And so he goes to Ole Miss, so he'll have to face Arkansas, or Arkansas will have to face him every year. And then another possible target, Eli Drinkwitz, is going to take the job at Missouri, it would appear, and get paid $4 million a year to do so. So two of the targets are going to be going against Arkansas every single year when you talk about the Missouri job and the Ole Miss job. Also out there, Mike Norvell moves on to Florida State. And, you know, it was the board that sandbagged Norvell's chances to get this job 2 years ago. And he never forgot that, nor should he.
No, he didn't.
And so it's going to be interesting to watch if at all that is a cataclysmic mistake by this program 2 years ago of not letting him get an opportunity at this job as he goes to Florida State. And who knows what kind of success he'll have there.
Yeah, the four biggest jobs are now filled.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, you know, I guess now Memphis might be the top job that's available because they haven't, you know, from what I'm hearing, you're heading right for Hugh Freeze in that one.
Yeah, so that's where things kind of landed. And also Arkansas's running backs coach, Jeff Traylor, is going to be the head coach at UT San Antonio.
So, interesting that he got a chance.
And another note, it looks like Chad Morris is the front runner to be the new offensive coordinator at Auburn.
Well,
so there's another connection that we will see every single year, as that is not done, but that's the top candidate. Gus's BFF is going to be his offensive coordinator down at Auburn. So that will be fascinating to see how that all plays out there. God, Lane Kiffin is heavy. Holy crap.
Boca.
Seeing video from the press conference, Lane Kiffin, man.
Boca, man, it'll get you.
Listen, I'm not a skinny guy either, but my God, come on, man. Anyway, it's Ruskin and Zach. You can text us at 866-285-4005. Again, we've talked about this. Let's look at the qualifications here because there are a couple of things that they got right here with this hire. And we were talking openly in the last week or so. They need a guy that's just a football coach. None of this nonsense. None of this off the field tomfoolery like you get with Lane Kiffin. Well, they got a football coach in Sam Pittman. The guy is a ball coach. No doubt about that.
He's all ball. I mean, he's all ball. Yeah. You're not going to catch him down on Dixon Street after 10. I'm pretty sure certain of that. So check one right there.
There's that. And then the other qualification we were looking at was, and I was looking at, and you know Lane Kiffin would have been a failure at this, the ability to handle the spotlight. And I think that Sam Pittman has got this, I mean, he's got an ego. He's got confidence just like anybody in his position would. But I don't think he gets caught up in his own press clippings. We'll see. He's never been a head coach before. But he doesn't seem like the kind of personality of a guy that will let being the most famous person in our state get to him.
No, he doesn't.
And affect him negatively.
Yeah, look, I mean, listening to him speak, I mean, he's an offensive line coach. You can tell this is a guy that there's not a lot of antics to what he's talking about. There's, you know, like he said, no slogans, no nothing. This is, you know, a guy that's all ball. And that's one of the things that we talked about. Yeah. Now, there are some things on, you know, the qualifications list that you're going to raise your eyebrow at and say, well, that doesn't exactly fit the bill. And, you know, we've talked about he was a head coach at a junior college for 2 years with mixed results. But he's one of the most respected offensive line coaches in the country. He's never put together a program. You know, he was Kirby Smart's right-hand guy. So we're, again, first-time head coach, SEC West, total rebuild. I mean, the deck is stacked against him. But if Hunter Yurecek did his due diligence, and we believe he did, there's something there and something to work with. And every coach that anyone has talked to about Sam Pittman, you mentioned Sam Pittman's name, they are the glowing results, glowing compliments for Sam Pittman.
Yeah. But there's been many coaches that come through here that have failed.
Nobody's going to torpedo him on day one.
Yeah, nobody that have, people have had nothing but kind things and platitudes to say about him. We wanted a builder. Don't know.
Oh my God, he's
seen
fat.
Him build anything. Yeah, Kiffin, right?
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's a hefty boy, isn't he?
He's going to eat his way through Ole Miss.
He's going to be at that gas station fried chicken joint every day, won't you think?
Look at that turkey waddle underneath his chin. Y'all, we got lucky. Wow.
Wait a minute. I mean, you
could do the news at 5.
I don't know.
Wow. It,
yeah. He's Lane's a big old boy.
He looks like Honey Boo Boo's mom.
Yeah.
Oh God.
He definitely does need to do some chin exercises. But by the way, who of us doesn't? I mean, come on. Let's be honest about it. No system. We don't know. I mean, he's not going to have an offensive system. He's going to hire an offensive coordinator, and they're going to, from what I heard, going to be spread RPO tempo like everybody else is doing.
I look at his DNA. I mean, when he was here with Bielema, it was big offensive lineman, ground and pound. At Georgia, they were much the same way. That's what he's comfortable with. That's what he knows. He's certainly, I don't know that he's going to coach the offensive line, but he's going to have a hand in it. And, when you get into situations like this, you revert back to what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. People are, another thing people are talking a lot about is the recruiting side of this. And obviously recruiting is important. Nobody talks about that. I mean, nobody disagrees with that, but the most important trait at this school is to develop what talent you get, no matter if it's 2, 3, or 4 star. People need to be better when they leave than when they got to the University of Arkansas. He has done some of that in his time at Arkansas, put several offensive linemen in the league. Some are still in the league that were here with Sam Pittman. But can you get a program on other sides of the ball where that happens? Can you get coaches around you that can develop like you have with several offensive linemen? That's one of the things that's one of the challenges here, because I'm on an island here and I don't really care, but developing is more important to recruiting. Absolutely. Here, because you're never going to get a class full of 4 stars. It's never going to happen. So
nobody is going to argue with Sam Pittman as a quality coach. Nobody.
Yeah.
And you were talking about it earlier as far as the search goes and called it a disaster. From an optics standpoint, it doesn't look good. It looks like, you swung and missed, and this is kind of where you landed. Now, he may turn out to be the next Lombardi, but there's a lot of questions you've got that have to be answered, and a lot of it will be filled in with the guys that he surrounds himself with.
Yeah.
Obviously, Barry Odom's name has been linked as a defensive coordinator. Well, if you go and get Barry Odom, that's quality hire. I think we agree on that.
That's a good hire.
But you've got to get somebody equally as good as your offensive coordinator. You know, Rhett Lashley ain't going to cut it. You've got to have a top-notch offensive coordinator, and that will get the ball rolling in the right way. You just hope you don't have the same kind of problems where you're swinging and missing on candidates to come in here. I mean, I don't know that, you know, one coach told me that, that you know, he knows a lot of guys, and he can, you know, he can make a lot of contacts. Just can you convince them and recruit them to come to the University of Arkansas as either position or coordinator?
The search was a disaster because, you know, you didn't land what your main qualification was a sitting Power 5 coach. That's what Hunter Yurecek said in the press conference when they introduced Barry Lunny as the interim. So, I mean, and it was a disaster from a standpoint that the Boca meeting leaked and then hung out there for 5 days and then fell apart. If the search was buttoned up and Lane was the number one guy, we never hear about any of that stuff. And it was probably Lane's side that leaked it. I admit that. But still, I mean, if it's just it just did not. I mean, the search was didn't go well.
Nope.
I don't think there's any doubt about that.
It didn't.
Now we'll see if this works out. We don't know. It's a text. If you want to get us, free call 866-285-4005 here. Sam Pittman, the new head coach for the Razorbacks, 58 years old, taking over a program that's won 4 games in 2 years and hasn't won an SEC game since 2017. So that's where things are. It's a big order. It's a tall order. Already working on recruiting. I saw Nikki talk about he's going to be in contact with Jacoby Criswell at Immortalton today about his possibility of flipping a commitment to Arkansas with the early signing period coming up. All right, more straight ahead. Ruskin and Zach.
The Bad Boys of Arkansas Radio.
This is Ruskin and Zach.
Well, Keith and Van Buren has made it clear to us on the text machine he's not thrilled with this hire. We're back with you here on Ruskin and Zach, taking your thoughts, your calls, text 866-285-4005.
And just for you know, just for grammar's sake, the word that you used is one word, not two.
Okay.
Horse caca is one word.
A message to Keith. That's his opinion. Yeah. That's his opinion. Hey, let's make things very clear here. We don't want the news trucks out here. All right, let's go to the phone to talk to Ben in Fayetteville. Hi, Ben.
Guys, I'm excited, man.
Really?
Watched the press conference before this guy got here or was whatever, you know, was officially announced by Yurecek. This guy was hated by half of the trolls on Twitter. He automatically has my support. This many people hate this guy before anything. He's already got my support, man. I'm all in for this guy. Just if he's that hated, I mean, he's like the bandit coming into the town late at night with the bandana and the dark horse. I mean, I'm in for this guy. The one thing I worry about is next season, me and a buddy of mine, the Air Force pilot that you guys know, we had some lunch today and we were looking at the schedule for next season. This guy doesn't have an easy run at it next year, man. The first 4 games, I think Kent State's a winnable game. And then you got, like, at Notre Dame, at Mississippi State, at Arlington for Texas A&M. I wish the best for this guy. If he's this hated before he gets here, I think the big reason that Kiffin didn't come, man, I think the catfish hole saw his photo, and they were like, man, we can't feed this dude. We don't have enough catfish and hush puppies for this guy. Get this guy. You've been here a long time. You must leave now. Buffet done. Get Kiffin out, man. I'm glad that there's no Kiffin. I'm all in for Pittman, man. I'm all in. If he's this hated before he even gets here, I'm in.
Okay.
And I'm still waiting on some Wright's barbecue, Zach. I'll hang up and lick my fingers on thinking about the barbecue.
All Thank right. You. Just Thank pick you your better. Time and place. You got my number. We'll just let me know when, and I'll pay up. Yeah. I got plenty of time now.
Well, everybody's got time now that this is...
Heck yeah. What are we going to do now?
I don't know.
I was almost sad to see it go.
Talking about Boston cream pie, I guess. I don't know what we're going to do every day now. Yeah, I was sad to see it go, too. This was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it thoroughly. I enjoyed Saturday night. So Saturday morning, when Kiffin got the Ole Miss job, I went through and found all of the Kiffin to Arkansas done deal tweets.
Oh,
and
did
had
you?
A delight of sending those out again on Saturday evening.
Yeah. I mean, I had somebody
was not fans with sources are my favorite.
Friday night, I was out with some friends. I was getting, you know, it started to go down. Kiffin's on his way to Ole Miss, and I mean, I had the Kiffin to Arkansas crowd coming at me, and I'm like, guys, it's done. I mean, they're very reputable people saying it's done. No, it's done.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're right.
Yeah. I think here is Al in Fayetteville texting and just left the celebration. And if you can't get behind his passion for the program, then you aren't a Razorback fan. I think that there are a few people out there who are ready to. I mean, there's nothing that can be done about this till August or September. But, you know, talk is cheap to a lot of people. They've been told a lot of words over the last 10 years, and there hasn't been a lot of a follow through on those words. And so I think that people appreciate that this means a great deal to Sam Pittman. As you could tell, he broke down emotionally. He got a standing ovation from the crowd there when he did. But, you know, a press conference is one thing. And getting into these games and getting this team competitive is something totally different there.
It's... You can, like you said, you can tell how much it meant to him, and he actively pursued the job. He was one of the ones that you didn't have to go see. He came to you. Now comes the tough part. You're not going to lose a game between now and August 31st.
Right.
Now comes the tough part is you got to look at this roster. You got to figure out what you're going to do with it, how you're going to address the gaping holes in it, and then you got to get your staff in place. And on top of that, you got recruiting coming up. Signing day is what, 13 days
starts
away?
On the 18th,
9 days away. I mean, that's pretty, I mean, you're not getting a lot of time here.
I have to wonder, though, if this search was such a disaster because of this buyout clause, or if this buyout clause was unique to the Pittman deal. Did other coaches who talked about this job, did they know about this, or was this not in their deal? Because let's, for argument's sake, say this doesn't go well. In 2 years, it'll only cost you about $4.5 million, not 10.
You're not handcuffing yourself.
He said, Juracek once said, we can't afford to do this again in 2 years. Well, you kind of can with the way that this deal is drawn up here. That's if it doesn't go well. If it goes well, this is all a null and void point. But, I mean, they have put the university has a lot of upper hand in this personnel move because Sam Pittman has no head coaching experience. So you get a deal that's fair, but you don't really, you know, you don't have all of the leverage and power as, say, a Lane Kiffin or some other sitting
coach. And one of the other things that's, I mean, we're starting to see some tweets from some former players. Former players are all behind him. There's not a lot
of... Well, of course they are. That's not a surprise.
But there's not a lot of controversy. You're not going to get a lot of backlash.
Right.
From, you know, former players. Everybody's going to look or at least appear to be behind the hire. Now you got to go win some football games, and that's going to be that's the trick. Is right now, he's the most popular guy in the state because he's undefeated.
Right.
Yeah. Now you got to put this thing together, and you got to come up with a plan. You got to come up with a plan pretty quick.
Well, it's...
Like you said, I mean, stop one's got to be Morrilton. You got to go... Because Criswell's going on an official Wednesday to North Carolina, and you need to have that in home as soon as possible tomorrow, if at all doable.
Let's talk to Trey and Rogers. Hi, Trey.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Interesting day.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'll hear a lot of back and forth on this, and, you know, I got to be kind of honest. Last week when I heard his name swirling around, I wasn't sure about it. You know, I wasn't sure what I thought about it, but when I think about it, it makes sense. I'm behind the guy 100%. But we all have to know, you know, you're talking about when the football season starts. We all have to know, though, that anybody and everybody that they were going to hire, no matter who it was going to have a heck of a time getting this thing built back up. Doesn't matter what coach it was, whether it was Drinkwitz, Kiffin. By the way, I'm glad that he went somewhere else. By the way, did you see the double chin on that guy?
That thing is flapping around like a chicken wing.
Yeah.
Man, seriously, grandpa effect there. But anyway, anybody that we would have hired, this was going to be a hard job. It's basically a build from the ground up because of where we're at. And I think that the thing we need to understand is it's going to take time, you know, whether it was another coach or Sam Pittman, whoever it is. This is going to take time, guys. This isn't going to be a quick results thing. And the thing that I feel good about with him is, yeah, he's a recruiter. He knows O-line stuff like an NFL guy. And that gives us hope because that's where it all starts, is in the trenches. But I know that we're going to have to wait on this a little bit and give the guy time. Now, sure, maybe in the second year we're going to have to see something better than the first year, but we got to know it's going to be a while. And but that's my opinion, and I'm behind the guy. I think it's a good deal. I'm not real sure any of these other guys would have been a whole lot better. Okay.
All right,
guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, Trey. Good to hear from you.
Good question. Just text in.
Yeah.
Craig in Fayetteville. Does he get 4 years? Mm-hmm. I think you have to.
Well, I mean, if he shows progress, I mean, listen, each situation is unique. But Hunter Yurecek was very willing in the second year when there was zero progress happening to pull the ripcord on Chad Morris. If there is progress, he's going to keep getting an opportunity to put the groundwork back together, to put the foundation down for this program. That's what he's going to get. But I mean, if there's not progress and you're getting blown out in non-conference games by 30, I don't know if he'll get 4 years, because the last guy didn't. I'll have to wait and see. Next year, is it reasonable to expect to win 3 of your 4 non-conference games? Because you're not going to South Bend and winning.
No.
But could you beat Nevada's the toss-up? Should win the other two.
ULM.
Charleston and Southern and Charleston. ULM. Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Those are the toss-up. All right. 866-285-4005. Historic day, I guess you could say, when they changed football coaches. They've only had 34 of them. And the latest is Sam Pittman, the new head football coach for the Arkansas Razorbacks. This is Ruskin and Zach.